Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Anime Cult, episode 15. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin, joined by two other hosts, Dodger and Innie Mouse. Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Hello, baby.
Hello. Say that in elegant. Call me baby more. No,
and... Off cam.
No. Wait. Don't take it back. It's 4 a.m. for me. You know, it's a good time slip me a baby. I'm not really all mentally there.
We got to change the time of this podcast. This isn't working anymore.
There needs to be a time when none of us let a baby slide. When's what time is that going to be?
How do we get
3 p.m. for all of us?
Yeah. We are. It's always funny how far apart like the three of us are in terms of geography. Just like, goddamn, it's crazy.
Is it like, if we ever want guests on this show, that is going to be a nightmare.
Poor them. Poor whoever ends up agreeing to it.
One of us is going to have to take a heavy toll. And it's probably going to be the guy with no girlfriend and no
kids.
We've
got such a good shotgun spread here that probably one of the guests will be in our own time zone, most likely.
That's very true. We can pivot around that. You know, there used to be a time where I could stay up all night and it wouldn't bother me all that much. Now, it's like, as I approach 40, all-nighters make me sweat. They make me sick. I can't do it. I haven't been able to do them in years. And I'm just, you know, it's just one of those things where I miss being able to be up until the sunrise and not bother me all that much.
The perfect response to that for you was to get into World of Warcraft really heavily. Great idea, man.
I don't control when the dopamine wants to hit.
You moron.
I can't help it, man. I can't help it. I joined the fucking guild with Sam and everybody. So like 800 people are in that guild. So there's always people on no matter when you play. So there's just always something to do.
Speak for yourself. Prime Australian time. I'm the only one in there.
Dude, it's true. The few times I'm online and you're online, which is when I know I'm up too fucking late at that point. It's like you, me, and like four people. And like, that's it. Anyway, should we talk about the anime of the day? Gachiakuta. There's a lot to talk about here. We're not going to go episode by episode for this thing. Obviously, it was a 24-episode series. I watched the first season. There isn't a season two out yet. There is going to be one out this year or next year from my quick Google of when they planned on releasing it.
Not announced, but it has been announced, but no...
Like it's being made, right?
Yeah, no date or anything, no.
Is... Something I didn't look into. This is obviously based on a manga. Is it complete?
No.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
It's relatively new. It started in 2022. So it's very new. Yeah.
Holy shit. That...
Then until current. Yeah.
Is that common? As somebody who doesn't watch anime a lot, like a manga popping up and then getting an anime that fast, is that a common occurrence?
Not that fast. I feel like
it used to be more common, and then they kept running into the issue where they had to just come up with stuff.
The Game of Thrones issue.
So there are all these different anime where, like, it follows the manga up until, you know, episode 10 or 11, and then they just have to create the rest.
Yeah.
And the anime is totally different from the manga. So they stopped doing that as much. But anime comes out more seasonally now instead of things being expected to just keep going.
Yeah. That happened with the Alchemist one.
Full Metal.
Yeah.
Full Metal.
Yeah.
For some reason, I wanted to be like My Brother Alchemist, and I'm like, that ain't it. Like,
I mean,
in my head, I'm like,
I know
that's what it's about.
True. My brother, the Alchemist, and my other brother, the Alchemist. Yeah.
All right. Gachiakuta. We'll jump into it right away. But the first thing I want to say is beautiful. Just like gorgeous show to watch. I love the sketchier, like, kind of animation style that we've had in a few different series now. And this one is just up there. It's just beautiful. Had you both seen this show already at this point? No.
No, I think we both started it at some point, and that's why we wanted to get back to it. But
I had watched, I think, four episodes with Sam, and then we decided to just like let it build up so that we could just sit and watch a bunch of it. And then we decided to watch it for Anime Cult. So I was like, Sam, it's time.
It's time.
It's time. We're watching it all.
Watching one a week for 22 is rough. That's rough.
I would never be able to do that.
Yeah. I'm just going to wait for it to come out. Do you?
I know a lot of people who they have like a, you know, each season they'll have four or five shows that they're watching and they'll just sit down once a week and watch their one episode of each show. I do not enjoy that.
No, no. Yeah, no, me either.
I want to have at least three episodes of the same thing to watch, you know?
Yeah. I'll just wait for the 22 to come out and then watch them as I wish. Why would I wait? There's so much to watch as well that I feel like I'm not missing out.
I feel like I'm like that with longer shows, but for some reason, I don't mind week to week with like the newer stuff. Like Invincible, for instance, is like a show that's airing, right? It just finished airing week to week. And same with The Boys. I'm watching The Boys right now. I don't know why. I really like it. Maybe it's because I know there's only 8 episodes. And like, also, if I don't watch it, the internet will spoil it for me before I get a chance to even get a watch to
that's
it.
Rough.
So like,
spoiler,
that's
yeah,
also part of
a
it.
Big part of it for sure. But also like, just
well,
get
the
off
algorithm
Twitter.
Picked up that I liked that I'm watching Invincible. So it's like, oh, here's the comics of what happens in Invincible in these spoilery ass fucking thumbnails.
Here's
and
the
like,
panel. No panel.
Dude, I have had so much spoiled for me without clicking on a goddamn thing. It pisses me off.
As soon as you show interest in anything,
it's over.
Awful. The internet comes for you, man.
Long ago to use filter lists. If I start to get into something, I'm like, I don't want to see anything about this.
I don't even know what a filter list is. Like, I've never used one. I need to do that.
Oh my gosh. Pretty much on every social media site, you can say like anything that has this hashtag, I don't want to see it.
I need to
do
that.
It's like a muted words kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, muted words, filtered hashtags.
I'm going to have to do that because goddamn, I know every story beat of Invincible years before. I'm probably going to see it in the show. I hope they change some things. Cross fingers crossed.
Yeah, the only things I see about that show are the JPEGs animation of like that dragon coming towards the screen. And it's just like a JPEG being stretched.
Animation, but like, listen, we got to talk about Gotcha Akuta, but what I will say is season one of Invincible took 3 years to make. I'm not like they're now doing a season a year. I will take some janky episodes with some beautiful final episodes, one a year rather than 3 fucking years between each season, because then we'd barely be in season 3 at this point.
Yeah, but it would look good.
Yeah, it would look good, but I'd also be like 60 when the goddamn series. I'm not getting any younger, all right?
Where are you going? I can only handle
too many, like one midlife crisis at a fucking time.
You're acting like you're not going to be here at 60 being like, hell yeah, new show.
You know, I might be dead. You never know. Who knows?
No, don't say that.
I live in America. Stray bullets are just part of the weather.
Bro.
Like, that's just how it happens.
Gotcha Akuta is great.
Yeah, how about you tell? All right, I do this every episode. Dodger, why don't you give us a rundown? It's give me the pitch of what Gotcha Akuta is.
Gotcha Akuta is set in a world where there is a floating city that houses all of the basically upper class, upper echelon of humanity. And they float above the actual planet, which has just become a gigantic dump site.
Subtle message about environmentalism.
Yes, a very subtle environmental anime.
Midgar from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And so we follow our sweet boy, that I can't remember the name of now.
Ruto.
We follow Ruto, who exists in kind of on this floating island. There are still like slums. So he is basically like a kid in the slums. And through a series of events that we will discuss, he is cast off of the island and is thrown down into the dump and has to survive. And it's
breathing there makes you want to vomit. Yep. But that's exactly correct. Like, where do I go from there? I don't know. It's a great way to, rundown of what the show is.
The title.
Trying to make it spoiler-free-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Translates to legit trash. That's what this show's called. And that pretty much
I forgot to say
up.
That. Yes, that's right. I wrote that down. The show's English name is legit trash. Did you guys watch it dubbed or subbed, by the way?
Subbed. I pretty much watch everything subbed.
I pretty much wanted everything dubbed, so we got
How
cover.
How was the dub?
Okay. Dub was good. I mean, there's nothing that... I feel like modern anime, we've gotten out of that cringe, quote, cringe.
Sure.
dubbed of like the 80s and stuff. But yeah, I mean, they have these, that has the same voice actors you hear in every single dubbed. You're like, oh, he's from, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, he's from Mob. Like, they all do a good job. There's no, I watched this in January, so it's been a little while, but yeah, there's no point where I'm like, the voices are like, that doesn't sound good. So yeah, as long as I don't get to that point, it's good with me.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was really well dubbed. It wasn't like, I think Mob was probably better overall.
Oh, like, yeah. In terms Mob of like, is like the, a crazy dub. I don't know. Like, yeah. It was like, yeah.
Odd Taxi always sticks out to me too as one of like the better dubbed shows that I've watched as well. But yeah, this was nothing stuck out to me as like cringeworthy, like you said, quote unquote. But yeah, first episode actually is where he's like gets tossed down into the trash and he awakens on the ground, gets attacked by trash beasts, and at the last second gets saved by a guy, our other character that we get introduced to, Engine. Who is a really cool, like, circle-y helmet. I don't know how to describe it. When he first got introduced to him and he's first there, I thought he wasn't necessarily, I didn't know if he was human until he, like, took his mask off right away because his fully covered dome piece that covered. and he shows up and saves him at the very end there beforehand, before he tosses him the gloves right away, right?
He's always had the gloves. The gloves are his like childhood thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Some stuff we could establish about Ruto is he's an orphan. His parents did something to him as a child. I don't think that we're clear on what in season one, but his hands are mangled and he's in constant pain. He has searing pain in his hands at all times. He gets taken in by a really kind middle-aged man in the slums who finds these gloves and gives them to him. And as long as he's wearing them, he's okay. So he's had them since he was like 6 or 7, something like that.
They were given to him by Regdo?
Yeah, his right, dude that gets murdered.
He gets thrown
down there because his adopted dad gets murdered.
Yeah. And
they assume it's him because he's sitting on his dead body when they find him.
Yeah, and his
dad. But
we know
it isn't.
His biological dad was also arrested for murder, I believe.
Yeah, early in the series, like the first couple episodes, he's getting yelled at, not yelled at, but he's looked down on because his dad was like a murderer. So he was looked at as like the son of garbage. And like, he is also garbage for that. Yeah. And the gloves themselves are bring objects to light, like he can like turn them into like weapons and shit, essentially, with the gloves. And then afterward, they fall apart.
Once he's in Garbo Town, he
once he's in Garbo Town, yeah.
Once he unlocks his vital instrument, is what they're called?
His vital instruments.
Vital instruments.
Yeah.
And the gloves are like called 3R?
Yeah
he like names them that near the end. Yeah.
There's a lot about those gloves that we find out later on. But yeah, they're like his, everyone down in the, to survive. Well, not everyone, but a lot of the fighters down in the trash world have their own vital instruments, which are usually normal pieces of equipment like scissors or gloves that turn into like incredible weapons. And they were all super rad with the color. Certainly the scissor. I forgot her name.
So cool,
scissor
yeah.
lady. Yeah, she was sick.
Scissor lady. What was her name? Fuck. Now, even if I knew her name, you said scissor lady, and I think it just replaced it in my head with scissor lady.
Again, it's been a few months since
It's very much a, if you take care of and keep an item for a very long time, you infuse it with power. And the longer you have it and the better you treat it, the better it will protect you or do whatever it is called to do, essentially. So it's very, don't throw things away for no reason. You're giving them power, which I guess somebody was telling me that's conceptually something that very much is believed in Japan, that the longer that you have something, things that have been around for a long time and taken care of can develop souls.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
That explains a lot of restaurants with like really old shit just sitting around. You're like, yep. You can tell that's like a family heirloom that they're going to sitting there.
That's actually interesting. Just like from a perspective of like, consciousness and shit that I've talked about in Chilluminati a million fucking times. The idea of imbuing something with it because you've just concentrated thought on it for years and years and years and years.
You gave
and maybe
it power.
Like something fucking lingers on it, right? Yeah, you gave it power. Exactly. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, like, yeah. And they call it in the show anima, right? Is that what it was? Am I wrong? When they imbue it, they imbue it with anima. Is that, am I making that up?
Oh, I mean, anima, God, it's been used. I've heard anima in a lot of different things.
I probably am just making it up at this point. And that's I don't know.
There's so much that happens in this show.
It is anima.
It's 24 episodes long. This is a long series. We're going to jump around. There's going to be spoilers, like, obviously. This is, you know, if you've seen the show, you understand. And if you're one of the multiple viewers who will listen to this without watching the anime, good luck.
Yeah. There's a lot. How did you guys feel about the 24 episodes? Because a lot of the time we're doing, I mean, just in general, there's a lot of 12 episode. Did you think there's a lot of filler in this, or did you think?
I don't want to say filler. I think the first half of it was a little slow. Slower.
I didn't have a problem with it, but it definitely felt, some of the episodes felt like it was part of a 24 and not a 12er. But apparently they're doing one to one, like volume to. So, you know, if there's literally no filler, it's just one to one, and sometimes it's going to slow down. But yeah, no.
I mean, you need storylines that just sort of like flesh out softer moments, don't you? And sometimes they do when it's such an action driven show. Sometimes those episodes that are like, and now something sweet's going to happen between a couple of characters, or now we're going to focus on this guy and stuff he's thinking about. Sometimes that can feel like filler because it's been like action, 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 action. But I feel like you don't really appreciate the action if you don't get those episodes.
I'm with
you. You don't care about the characters as much if you don't see those softer human moments, you know?
It helps with the world building as well. But yeah, like, when you can give softer moments, you have stakes are immediately raised in every fight from that point on because you have more of an attachment to this character. You have an understanding of where they're coming from. Yeah, I just think, like I said, I think the first half of the season was a little slower, but I don't think, I'm with Dodger where I think it was kind of necessary in a way before things kind of explode later on and kind of kick off. 24 episodes, this doesn't feel, I spaced it out pretty well. It didn't feel like a lot, honestly, to me.
Yeah.
What about, did it feel like a lot for you, Andy? Did you feel like there were episodes that were super filler?
No, but it kind of reminded me of season one of Demon Slayer, which is also like 24, which it doesn't feel like filler, but you could tell it wasn't part of a 12 episode usual anime.
They weren't cutting the fat to get into one season. Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, world building, the world is one of the, I think, the highlight of this. Like when they credit the graffiti artist in the opening, you're like, okay, there's gonna be some like sick graffiti, and man, is there the trash world for being literal trash is insanely cool. And it did remind me of Final Fantasy VII a lot of like the slums and the Midgar and that like dystopian dark fantasy that, I mean, it's a shonen in the end, but the world is super unique.
Yeah, but mob shows, and I think this show shows as well, like shonen can also be layered and like, you know, they're in deep in its own way, like coming from a time of like Dragon Ball Z and shit where it's like, it's not that deep.
They sure are fighting.
Yeah, there's a lot. And if they weren't fighting, they were flying, you know, but now I really like, I think it's another thing just coming back to anime after so long, these shonen animes that I do think when I was younger wouldn't have been so deep in its messaging, like mob would not have existed in 1999 or 2000. No show was going to tackle emotional maturity and mental health while also being a shonen. But now we can. Like now we're like, we have the creators and the voices that are willing to be like, yeah, we can do badass fighting. We can also like address issues and tell a story that is meaningful to the world beyond cool fight scenes and, you know, Vegeta getting jealous of Goku.
Look, we have a lot to thank Dragon Ball Z for all these shonen. Like,
I love, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah,
is
none
DBZ.
Of this would exist without that.
No, a show I hate.
Tell me about it, Dodger. I'm ready to hear it. I am excited. I'm excited when we do eventually watch some form of DBZ at some point in the show.
We have
We have to.
12 episodes straight.
Like, I would love to just do the very first Dragon Ball Z arc because I love it so much.
The Saiyan arc?
Yeah, Raditz showing up and all that shit. Like, it's so, life is so simple then.
It was.
You ever go back and watch some of the, like, the filler of Dragon Ball Z? There's some stuff that happens in that show. You're like, No way this happened when I was a kid. Like, I don't remember this at all.
Are you kidding me? I have distinct memories of being disappointed in an episode because nothing fucking happened. And I was like, I just sat here for 30 minutes.
Yeah, like the off planet when they go to alien planets and it's like dinosaurs and stuff. You're like, what is going on? Freeze is coming up in a second.
There were already dinosaurs on Earth. Remember, Gohan is running away from dinosaurs in his first training. He doesn't make any fucking sense, man.
No, but there's no message.
Anyways, we're talking about Gachiagata.
Can you tell we haven't hung out in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or however long it's fucking been? Oh my God.
Yeah. So there's a few different. There's a huge group called the Cleaners, and they are specifically people who have really strong objects that they can use to fight these trash beasts. And the trash beasts are basically when a bunch of the trash that's been thrown down sort of like coalesces into a huge creature. So the Cleaners specialize in destroying these things. Ruto comes down, he gets saved by Enjin, who is one of the like stronger Cleaners, and they essentially strike up a deal where it takes a while. This is what Mathis is saying when he says is that it's slower, is that it takes a while for them to get to this point, but eventually they strike up a deal, which is Ruto wants to go back and get his revenge. He wants to go back to the floating city, but no one knows how to do it. So the Cleaners are like, you're clearly strong. You can help us. You can be a Cleaner. And in the meantime, if you need to pursue information about how to get up there and do what you got to do, we will help you. So eventually
Trash Monsters sick as fuck, by the way.
Trash Monsters are sick. Yeah.
A lot of people kind of look down on 3D used in anime, especially with Chainsaw Man. There was a lot of discourse about it, but yeah, these are all obviously 3D and not animated, and they look sick. They are so cool.
It blended
looking.
In really well.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
I actually had that thought of like watching and like what makes it when 3D is good and 3D not good. And one of the things that I remember hearing in an interview with an animator for X-Men 97, where they use 3D for like the Sentinels and stuff. What it does really well is it's able to maintain scale in a way that like hand-drawn can't. And that's something I think this show does really well, is like maintain scale and with those 3D models. They look fucking sick. And one of my other thoughts I had was like, Hexus from Fern Gully would be great in this show.
Oh my God.
Would he not be fucking a phenomenal
We should get a modern Fern Gully. I would be so curious to see what they would do with that.
I would love a modern Fern Gully. Holy shit. One of my favorite movies growing up. Holy crap.
Yeah. Only problem is we couldn't get Tim Curry back in there.
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone could do that justice. But
that's true. He is so definitive in that. Agreed. Dodger said, took a while to kick off, but eventually kicks off. You kind of got a few early arcs, but then the first is when the first major raiders kind of fight. The mission is to trap to capture Ruto at one point. Jabberwonger is the antagonist at that point, and the Cleaners do a major rescue, and Major Ryo continues like on. I don't know how do we condense what happened.
I'm
looking at my notes and I'm just like, this is all I can't. This is useless to
what am I gonna do with this?
Can I take
the reins? Absolutely.
So Ruto, the existence of somebody from the upper city,
the sphere,
coming down here and still being alive is crazy. And some people find out that he exists and think money. They want to like sell him.
Was
basically
it episode two? Like they even like Enjin brings him back and they're shoving trash down his throat.
Yeah.
And it's like super disgusting. He bites the skin. He gloves two fingers of the dude.
It's
fucking disgusting.
This was brutal.
They called him a spherite. I remember. They called him a spherite. Yes. And they're like, what are we going to do with him? It doesn't matter. We're going to have fucking money and we can do whatever we want.
Right. So some people want to sell him. Some people just want him dead. They want his clothes, whatever. About midway through, they establish a group. I can't remember what they're called. The group that's like the antagonist for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
If you guys remember what they're called.
No, I do not.
I do not remember. I'm looking at my notes. Hang on, I might find it, but continue.
they want him, and it's unclear why. This first like big battle that they have, where they sort of corner Ruto and try to bring him to their leader. They're just like, our leader wants to meet you. And that's when we start to get the really fun shonen battle stuff where everybody's like, yeah, this is just my power and that's how it is. And then they start leveling up. They all start being like, actually, I could go beyond, even further beyond. I love it.
Is it Hell God? Is that
what it is?
Is it? The guys that use the manhole cover, dude.
The Dreaded?
Are we finding out about groups that we haven't even seen yet?
I'm trying to remember. Dreaded.
I'm worried.
Fighting. No, I think the Dreaded were the bad guys. The Ground? I don't fucking know. Givers?
No. Givers are what they are.
No,
right?
they're the givers. Yeah, they're the givers. Yeah.
I think the Hell God is that the hot lady that came in and started talking to the cleaners about. Much
yes.
on, yeah, they're like those really.
They're kind of like the more kinda, like military yeah. power. On
There's
the
a lot
ground,
of characters
right?
in this show.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of them. That's the other part that I was hang on, who was like,
this?
Even just the cleaners.
Secrets.
Even the cleaners is like when they go down into the sewers and they're like all fighting their own enemy and they're like, there's like eight cleaners versus like eight different, and they all have weird ass powers. Like the baby one. Like, I'm like, what the hell is this baby doing?
Is that because I wrote down other cleaners? I have a list of like Semi, Receptionist, Arca, Cleaner Boss, Team Danger Twins.
There's different cleaner groups. Yeah.
Yeah. Would, the Danger Twins are a pair of brothers whose vital instruments are dolls that transform into giant golems and mecha, if you remember. And then you got Bro Santa, Dear Santa, and somebody else, Team Child, and then Team Eager, which is Tamsi and Delman. It's just so many fucking people.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Are they just called
the
Raiders?
I enjoy them all, though.
The bad guys?
Are they just the Raiders? That's what I have.
The Raiders. I think that is it.
Okay, that is their name.
We start to find out that there is something special about Ruto's gloves. And it's not just about like the way that he uses them, but that there's something about those gloves in particular. They pursue a lead where they go into the desert. And they meet a girl who has boots that have the exact same symbol.
The Silent Hill and symbol on it. Yeah.
Yeah. The like watcher symbol. And she claims that she saw a dude just launch into the sky and go to the sphere.
That's right.
They have a big.
With wings.
Yeah, that's right. She saw him sprout wings and fly
she said
up
like an
there.
Angel, yeah.
That
was a really good episode.
Can I just say, what is her name? It's not Ada.
There are so many names and characters in this that even it, like, I wrote down and I'm like, who was that? Like, because I watched this.
No, seriously.
good thing I wrote it down.
That's what I mean, my notes make no sense for some of these. So the raid, are you talking about one of the raiders, right?
The girl,
no,
right?
We're talking about the girl, the boots
girl. The girl with the boots, girl with
she
the boots.
She was like sold
that's
as a child.
In the tower. Yeah.
To this creep, yeah.
Yeah, he was, there's that very uncomfortable scene where he's like beating her.
Oh my God.
God, I was like, what the fuck?
I was going to say,
this?
I truly got baited into making assumptions about her. So applause to the mangaka, because after the first episode with her, I was like, bro, they need to beat the shit out of this girl and get out of here. Like, she is fucking them all up and it's driving me crazy. And then... And then they're like, oh, but here's her backstory. And you're like, holy shit. She was sold as a child, groomed, sexually assaulted, beaten by this disgusting man, killed him, and then had nothing and was living in the tower all by herself with magic boots.
And then you're like, yeah, she should beat him up.
Yeah,
dude,
you
know
what? Double down.
Yeah,
double
why
down.
Didn't they just sit and talk to her about boys for a while? She deserves that. Dude.
Oh my God. Yeah, that shit sucked to watch. I was like, Jesus. That whole scene, I was like, he called her a whore and all kinds of shit, bitch. And just Very uncomfortable.
They did not pull punches with that scene at all.
I'm watching, for the first time, Attack on Titan at the same time. There are, like, it was just a brutal onslaught of backstories with this and that, with just some of the worst shit you've ever seen. You know, that's what I like in my anime, so that's fine.
I like when everybody is tormented.
Yeah, it's just the worst shit you've ever awful. Yeah. Feeling awful is what I'm here for.
To suck.
But the other thing that I like about that is that it's sort of the beginning of Ruto trying to like make connections with people that are also like super damaged. Like he is.
Her name's Ammo, by the way. You were right.
Oh, I was close. And yeah, I do like the slow. Something that they've done slow that I think has worked really well in this story is him like slowly accumulating like people that are close to his age. He's like creating connections with.
It's something that I think Mob did well too. Mm-hmm. I appreciate these again shonens giving an human touch to people that you're otherwise supposed to just not like, or just like giving a flaw, just giving them flaws. Because like, if think going back to the example of Goku, what is fucking Goku's flaw?
His what?
He loves too hard. He fights too much. Like
he loves like, too hard. Like, he's a fucking terrible dad. I don't know. Like,
I guess. But they don't really address that in the show.
Well, you can't just say that.
He gives Perfect Cell a sensu bean when he's beating his son to death. How's that for a flaw?
That's like, a good one. That's a good like, flaw. You know
what? Like you said, this girl needs to get beat up, but then there's a scene where you're like, oh, shit, like, I see where she's coming from and like they're, you know, making them human despite how much you might not like them. Yeah, Goku was a shit dad if you look at the facts of how he acted, but the show doesn't treat him like a shit dad. His son, like his sons never have any mental torment, trauma growing up.
To be fair, he's an alien from another planet. He's not a human dad. He doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He also never had a dad really, like.
I mean, there's something to be said about you want a human version of a fucking Saiyans. Go watch Invincible. That's what that whole show is. I don't know what I was saying anymore. Anyway, continue, Dodger. You're good.
I'm just trying to establish that, like, we get sort of like drip fed information about these items, and it turns out that that's why the Raiders want him and want to talk with him. Is because the leader of the Raiders has a cloak with the exact same symbol on it. And he explains that he's collecting these items.
He wants the set bonus, yeah.
Yeah, he wants the set bonus.
It genuinely reminded me of one of my earliest D&D campaigns I ran as a kid, where it was like, all right, here are like the 5 set pieces you need to go get in the world, and they're all protected by a villain. And I'm like,
yeah,
the whole time,
yeah,
I'm like,
I love that shit.
Everybody loves set bonuses, man. Like, you're playing Diablo 2 and the set piece drops.
That's why
like,
it was so crazy to me when the Raider leader was like, I'm just going to feed these boots to this monster I made. I was like, put the boots on.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Why are you doing this?
That doesn't make any
sense. Sorry, I know we're skipping to the end. And then they got the good guys, the cleaners. They had their whole like, you know what, actually friendship is magic moment. And Ruto stuck with the cleaners, got the boots back, and Ruto didn't put the boots on either. I was like, somebody put the boots on.
No, you have to wait. I'm sorry. You don't get to see what it's like yet.
I know that from his perspective, he's like, I don't know what happened to this girl and I'm worried about her and these boots belong to her in his mind. But I'm like, somebody put these boots on, dude.
Yeah, but also, put the boots on. Maybe just you can save her with...
See what the set bonus says. See what it says.
Maybe you get a once per day res you can use and you can bring her back to life. You know what I mean?
If it's like 2 stamina, then take them off. It's no good.
Yeah. If you just feel like you got a second wind, take them off.
No good. It kind of ends on like... a cliffhanger, so it just ends. Like
I was about to say, it was another one of those shows where I was like,
"Is there another episode? Like, forget one episode? No.
Needs to be somebody needs to get in the writing room and be like, all right, we need to like write some sort of satisfying cliffhanger for these things, even if it doesn't match the manga 1-to-1.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the problem. If you're doing 1-to-1 panel to show and they say, here's 24 episodes, you're like, this is where it ends in the manga at 24. There's nothing we can do. Like, it's not satisfying. It doesn't, it's just, that's how it's going to continue on after 24. Like, I guess they could. It's not unsatisfying. It's just like, it just kind of,
yeah.
It's like,
we have watched quite a few shows where it's been like, and now the big thing is wrapped up and we're actually going to end the show on just some kind of like whatever stuff.
Yep. Which is like, and
quite a few shows have done that. And it's like the opposite of a cliffhanger. And I don't know why they do that.
No, it's like someone flat tiring your shoe when you're walking.
I guess like we're coming from season three of Mob, which is like the end. So
yeah,
coming from that into this where it's like the start of like a
no,
pretty
but someone
long
needs
running
to take account for fucking some basic storytelling needs. Like if you're going
to
end it and you're going
to
make
somebody
us wait, which is fine.
This.
Yeah, somebody has to do something.
Somebody
Jesus.
Has to answer for this really popular, well-liked anime.
Well, it's not perfect.
It's not going to be me.
It's not perfect and it needs to be perfect. No, I'm just like, I hate that. I just hate that. It's a personal pet peeve. I'm just like, I understand. I know there's more coming, but like, I don't know. Write like a one scene that leaves us like tease as to what's coming next. Like a fucking silhouette standing on a hill or something. I don't know.
I'm sure like based on modern anime, we're probably going to get like a movie like that. In
that's
going to
recap all of season one and then
yeah, and
a
then
couple
have
30 extra scenes.
Seconds of season two. Oh man. When I went and saw the Solo Leveling movie and that's what it was, or season one again, half the first episode of season two, I'm like, damn, man, they got me good on that.
That's okay.
$35 ticket.
Well, are you excited for another Ava remake? That's also going to be happening. So that's
true,
fun. Crossing over Final
Taro?
Fantasy IV?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to crash it.
We will watch that.
Because you
know, no
he's gonna look at these girls and be like, they've been neglected. They need their time in the sun.
Anyway, Gachi Akuta. Yeah, the ending was a bit abrupt. There's a lot of fucking characters. Oh, I meant to ask, how'd you guys feel about Jabber?
I hated him.
Me too.
Bro,
he annoyed
he
the
pissed,
fuck out of me. I one of these one of the few characters I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just I don't like you.
Maybe one of the first characters in an anime we've watched with dreadlocks as well, and that fucking pissed
me
off.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, this show has also, and the manga as well, have been lauded for having multiple dark skinned characters, which is really
yeah, which
rare.
You don't see very often in Japanese
and
stuff.
And all of them have very different like hair types and styles, and yeah, and.
Shout
unfortunately,
out to the
Jabber's one of them.
Jabberwonger is awful.
The receptionist lady, super sick. Jabber, awful.
Bro, love the receptionist lady. Very curious about what's going on with the cleaner leader. Why has he got an eyeball on his head? True. What does that do?
Yeah, why?
She had a really good English voice dub as well.
I can't say anything in defense of Jabber. I did not hate him the way you guys hate him, but there's
it
nothing
have been
I can
his
say
English.
To defend him.
His English
that's
was
the thing
really
is like I do wonder
well.
If it was the dub.
Yeah.
Like, I was, mean, did he scream a lot? Because that's exactly what he does in Japanese.
And
there's
I'm like,
a lot of screaming and I'm a lot like, of masochist moans, and that's mostly.
What's the guy's name that he was fighting with the staff? I really liked.
I don't know, but I love him.
Ryo.
I just wikied how many characters are in this show, like, totally. It's, like, fucking 20.
Maybe Zanka. Oh, Zanka? So I think it might have been Zanka with the Zanka. Blue. Yeah, I liked him a lot. But, yeah, I'm like, just kill this motherfucker when they're fighting him in
he
the
can't.
Sewer.
It's going to be so satisfying when he finally can, though.
I really liked when the lady pulled out a gun and just started shooting these
me
motherfuckers
too!
Down.
Bro.
So good.
When it she was fighting that, yeah, she was fighting that
I
electric hair lady with all the powers, and she's like, "Fuck this!" and just shot her with a real gun. And they just
amazing.
Take like they got special powers, but they can't avoid a fucking bullet, so they just get
yeah.
shot, and they're like, "What the fuck?" And they just start bleeding out. That was super good. I like that.
Gun will do it every time. Overall, though, what'd you guys think of the show? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, super cool.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would. Yeah.
Would you recommend it to somebody who doesn't typically like shonen anime? I think is a more interesting question. Because people who like shonen anime are going to probably, we
no.
already know this is an acclaimed
No, loved. It's like no, mob is what I'd recommend for people who don't like shonen for a shonen.
I agree.
This is 100% a shonen. I mean, it's super unique, but it's a shonen.
Can I tell you
soundtrack,
guys,
by the way, is excellent. I meant to bring it up multiple times. Man, holy so fucking shit, it's so good.
Soundtrack's great. We mentioned the graffiti for like a split second earlier on, but there's an entire town that's just graffiti and it's awesome. Yep.
Shout out to the graffiti art. Like that guy, that team of, I'm guessing, of people is like insane. Yeah. Just insane. Some of the coolest stills of like, they're all on the walls. And that, like those little adventures where they had to just go get like his mask from someone and they have to take a road trip, like the downtime, super cool.
Can I ask, do you guys know why he named his gloves 3R?
No.
When Sam and I were watching it and he said that he names them 3R, I started laughing and Sam asked why. And I was like, because he names them 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh.
And Sam, the light like died in his eyes. So
I didn't even think about it.
He's like, lose respect for the show.
Like, okay, 3 R's.
He's like, no, man.
That's so good. Oh, that's all right. That's like, didn't like hurt me, but like, it's kind of lame, I guess. Yeah. But. Yeah, I would say even if you're not, I wouldn't recommend it to somebody who doesn't like shonen, but if you don't like shonen, at least check out some scenes because the art is gorgeous. Like it's like a beautiful looking show. I think it looks really cool. And maybe you'll give the soundtrack a listen because the soundtrack is excellent. But if you already are shonen, then you've already watched this. But yeah, this is fucking great. I had a good time with it. I'm excited for the next season, whenever that arrives. Yeah. What is our next show that we're
tackling? I don't know, man, because I can't fucking watch anything.
That's right. Every time I've stopped going to watch episode one of anything because I need to know if Indy can watch it first.
We need to find out if Indy can watch it. Yeah, we've tried...
Australia sucks.
Silver Spoon. We've tried Sweetness and Lightning. We're trying to do something like soft and cute and nothing wants to let Indy watch anything.
Australia's like,
and sweet.
Oh, no. Back to the violence. Like, yeah, I can literally see it there on Crunchyroll and I click it and it says, add to watch list, videos aren't available for Silver Spoon.
What about something
and
soft
I tried with a VPN, nothing. Doesn't work.
What about Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid? Can you watch that?
There was one of them that you recommended that I could watch. It was an in-between.
The kid one.
No.
That was
you couldn't watch Sweetness.
Yeah, and or Silver Spoon, but there was one in between those that you recommended that.
Yeah, shoot.
Could.
What was it called? Oh my God.
Let's look.
Neverland?
Promise Neverland. Yes.
That's fine.
We could do that. Promise Neverland.
All right. Promise Neverland. What is that at all?
You know what? I think you should go in blind.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. Right. I mean, it looks cool. I see the little splash up.
All right. We'll tackle that next then.
There's two seasons, so I guess we're just going to do season one.
Yeah. Only is it a 24 or is it a 12?
Only season one.
Is it a big boy or small chungus?
12.
It's 12 episodes.
Okay, not
it's
too bad.
Baby. So we'll have to figure out another one, a longer one to do at the same time then.
Yeah, we'll tell you what the bigger one is next time on the next episode then. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening to Anime Cult. We'll be back next time, like I said, with the anime we just announced because I already forget Neverland. So I promise Neverland. There we go.
Mob season four.
It's almost 5 a.m. I'm going to go to bed. Okay, thank you all so much. Appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.